This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. This is the live Sunday edition of the show with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you're just tuning in Olympia, Washington, we got to apologize. We were talking about, in our first hour of the show, the situation with Frankie's Bar and Grill.
Frankie's Sports Bar and Grill,
where Frankie is the owner, heroically standing against the oppressive liquor commission.
Liquor and Cannabis Control Board.
It used to be the liquor board. Now they've added cannabis to the stuff that they control, or at least they're attempting to control. They're trying to tell Frankie that he can't allow his customers to go upstairs into a private club that he created. They're trying to tell him that he can't do that, and what they're doing is they pulled his liquor license to punish him for this, even though it's a private club,
right?
Not the bar. And because it's a private club, people have to pay $20 to get a year-long membership, and then they can go up there if they want to smoke a cigarette. They can smoke a cigarette. If they want to smoke some cannabis, they can smoke some cannabis. Both are things that would normally not be allowed in a bar that's
correct,
licensed by the state. So they're going ahead and pulling his license. He violated that license pull by continuing to serve alcohol during the time that it was pulled. So now, apparently, you found a more recent article, Daryl, they're hitting with a 40-day suspension,
yes,
punishing him for serving while he was suspended.
Yes.
Now, I want to open up our phones. Anybody in Olympia who wants to comment, we'd love to hear from you. I think this guy's a hero. I love business owners like this. There are too few of them, unfortunately. If we had more business owners like Frankie who were literally willing to put their freedom on the line, because apparently he may be facing a criminal charge over this, and not only his freedom, but putting his business on the line to stand up for something. You don't see that from business owners, because most people are in business just to make some money. They're not there because of principle. They're not,
right.
Or if they have principles, they're not willing to stand on them because they know that the goons with guns may come and shut their business down. And they're really in business to try to help their customers, not necessarily put it all on the line to lose it. We do have someone who claims to be Frankie. Says here, this is the guy calling from Frankie's bar in Olympia. Is this the real Frankie?
This is the real Frankie.
You're a hero, sir.
Thank you for everything yeah, you're right. doing, Frankie. How did you find out we were talking about you tonight? Because I called the bar, but I didn't leave my number.
It came on my wife's phone.
Interesting. Well, thank you for calling us up. I was going to call you tomorrow morning and try to schedule an interview, but since you're here now, I think we have some questions. We just kind of brought our listeners up to speed. We've been talking about it for most of the first hour of the show. You appear to be putting your entire business on the line here to make a stand for your customers' right to consume whatever it is they want in a private business, which is your bar. I mean, it may be open to the public, but it's still a private business. If you don't want someone there, you have the right to kick them out if they're causing trouble or whatever. You know, you have the right to control your premises. You set up this private club upstairs, and the state is just ignoring that. Tell us what the latest is on this case. We know you've got a get-together scheduled for Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. Pacific time there at your bar in Olympia to gather your customers to kind of stand in solidarity behind you on this. But what has happened recently?
I do. One of the things you said wrong right off the bat, I am not open up to the public upstairs. That is a private room. You have to be a member in order to be up there.
Right. I'm sorry. I thought I made that clear. It's a $20 per year.
Yeah,
I hear you. Can you hear me? Frankie, do we have you? Hi. I can hear you, Frankie. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can I get the board operator to take Frankie and get him on the phone there, or get him on the screening phone and make sure he doesn't hang up the phone or something, because I want to make sure we keep him here. Sounds like there's some technical difficulties. We're going to try to get Frankie back on the air.
Right. So what he was pointing out, and I thought that you were clear, is there is the bar
downstairs.
That is open to the public. That's downstairs. Upstairs is the private club, Friends of Frankie's, where somebody has to have a membership. That membership is $20 per year, according to the article that I saw with the price. And once people are members of the club and they go upstairs, they would be allowed to consume cannabis or tobacco at certain tables of that club.
Exactly. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, I don't know if Frankie is willing to take calls and questions. He may be. We don't know the guy. That's the first 2 minutes that we've ever spoken with him.
Yes.
Seems like a pretty cool dude. I'm hoping that he's now been placed back on hold. I presume that means we can bring him on here. We're going to try him back. Frankie, can you hear us now?
We can.
All right, excellent. So what we were explaining, and I'm sorry if I misstated, was that it's an upstairs private club. It costs $20 per year to join that. And then those club members could smoke a cigarette. They could smoke some cannabis if they wanted to. It's a private club, so the rules from the Liquor Commission should not apply there, right?
That's correct.
So they threatened you with a five day suspension of your liquor license. Then apparently they hit you with a 40-day. What's the latest on that 40-day suspension? What's actually going on with that?
Well, they gave me the 40-day because I refused the 5-day. The paperwork they put on my door, I don't know where he got it from. It was an orange paper about probably 14 by 24. It says suspension of license, and they put an RCW there, which concerns the other bars, RCW, that you cannot smoke or have marijuana in the bars.
Now, what's an RCW? Is that like the state statute?
That's something they came up with in 2013 for me and me only. They said it was for the other bars, but I'm the only one in the states allowed smoking. And in the Seattle paper and the Tacoma paper, they had an article in there. There was questions to be asked, like 25 of them. One was, if you bought an ounce of marijuana on a Tuesday, where could you smoke it? And it said, almost nowhere. But then it said, the same rules apply for smoking will be the same as pot. So I thought, wait a minute. I'm the only one in the state of Washington that's allowed smoking, so I guess I'll go ahead and do the pot. Well, and it tweaked them a little bit.
So you've had this private club going on since, 2008, when they came at you for creating the private club to allow people to smoke cigarettes inside?
2006.
And how did
I went to Thurston County Court, and Judge Hicks told the health department to go out there and sanction the room or shut me down one way or the other. And they came out and sanctioned a room that I had a private club on the second floor that I met the 25-foot distance between one floor to the other floor, mm-hmm. separated the heating, the ventilation, the windows were screwed shut, that nothing would go downstairs, and they approved it.
Interesting.
And a letter was sent to the Liquor Control Board stating that I had this private room up there, and that was in 2008. And they refused to respond until Jay Inslee became president of the United, or the governor of the state, said, I'm going to shut down Stonegate and Frankie's Sports Bar. He did shut Stonegate down for violations, but he never shut me down. Then in 2013, he got on the podium and said he's going to shut me down again. He emailed the Liquor Control Board and said, whatever it takes, shut him down. And they've been working on it ever since.
Now, you sound, from what you said the state can go to hell, go ahead and pull my license. Sounds to me like you're ready to go to the mat on this. And that, to me, is incredibly inspirational and heroic. And as I was saying, I wish we had more business owners who had that level of courage and who were willing to take that level of risk to take a stand for the freedom to be able to run a business how it is you want to without having to ask some government bureaucrat's permission to do so. Obviously, you probably don't want to reveal any kind of plans that you have here, but maybe you do, so I'll give you the chance. What are you going to do with this 40 days? I mean, what's your plan to keep people coming through the door and keep coming in, even though you can't legally serve them alcohol?
They're still coming in. I've never stopped that, and I won't stop the 40 days. They have to have an administrative hearing in order to make a judgment against me, and they refuse now to do administrative hearing.
Oh, really?
So do an online call and have somebody on the other end of the phone tell me I can't do that and have a nice day.
Frankie, can you stay with us? Can you stay with us? I want to keep you on for another segment if I can.
Got it.
Frankie, stand by. Thank you, man. This is Free Talk Live. More with Frankie from Frankie's Bar in Olympia.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
I did that.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There's no other.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have an unexpected interview, and I'm super happy about it. We've actually got Frankie on, the owner of Frankie's Bar and Grill, Frankie's Sports Bar and Grill in Olympia, Washington, the heroic bar owner who is refusing to obey the oppressive liquor commission that is now trying to basically destroy his business because he's trying to give his customers a place to enjoy their cigarettes and their cannabis. Years ago, he won when he created a private club in the upstairs of his business to allow customers to join the private club for $20 a year, and then they could go upstairs and smoke a cigarette up there if they wanted to, because it's in businesses illegal to smoke, apparently, in Washington State. But if it's a private club, it's not a business open to the public, so therefore those rules don't necessarily apply.
Right, and the Liquor and Cannabis Board is trying to say that while their statutes do not allow cannabis clubs or marijuana clubs, they claim that Frankie is operating one of those, and he says, nope, it's not a marijuana club.
Right, so we're going to bring Frankie back on the line here. Thank you so much for calling in here tonight to talk about this. I really appreciate your time, because I'm sure you're a busy guy. Being an owner of a business is not an easy thing to do. You were telling us about this administrative hearing, and I just wanted to hear more about that. Is it that they can't impose the ban? They've told you we're going to pull your liquor permit for 40 days to punish you, but you're saying there needs to be an administrative hearing, which they will not grant you. Does that mean that their order to pull the permit is not actually legitimate until they grant you that hearing?
Absolutely. The problem they have right now, they have an officer called Don Williams. I think he's got issues about me. He likes attacking me. He actually threatened to lock me up. He could handcuff me, take me, put me in jail, which is all wrong. But he got on our Facebook and told everybody that we're closed for 40 days and all this, because we had a 5-day suspension and I didn't follow it and all that. So he exaggerated on it. And he got in the paper. Dave Olympian said I had two criminal charges against me, which I cannot have criminal charges against me because I couldn't have a liquor license. I could not have a gambling license. I could not have an insurance. So that is false. So they're really burying themselves really bad with everything going on. And I have an attorney, in fact, his name is Micah Anderson, a very smart individual as an attorney. My attorney refuses to represent me any longer.
Wow.
He belongs to the Bar Association. I have to respect that because they can only go so far before they get threatened to be kicked out of
so
the Bar
scared.
Association.
So he's scared. They've come after
and they
him.
Can't do that. They can't do that to Mike Anderson. So he doesn't belong to the Bar Association. He's an attorney, in fact.
Right. That for listeners that don't know, that means just a regular person who has been sort of approved to represent you in this case. And he's not a professional attorney.
He's a professional attorney, but it doesn't belong to the Bar Association. He's
gotcha.
An attorney, in fact. There's a difference when somebody goes to court. You can actually corrupt yourself by challenging the court system if you get out of hand, to where he can get out of hand and they can't do nothing to him except for possibly maybe scolding, but they're not going to get him out of the Bar Association. Follow me?
Yep. I see where you're coming from. I know
you can challenge them.
I know that in New Hampshire, where we live, they only allow people to be attorneys, in fact, only a couple of times per year. Is a similar restriction in place in Washington State?
It's going to change. You watch what happens.
Meaning change for the worse or change for the better?
Change for the better. These attorneys, in fact, are very educated lawyers. They go to school. They got degrees just like anybody else has.
Interesting.
Join the Bar Association, but they refuse to join the Bar Association because they represent the facts of the law.
Right, and the Bar Association would give the state even more control over them. That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that you've got legal representation that is competent and not beholden to the system. That's very, very exciting. So basically, the scene right now is the Liquor Commission enforcer, their cop or whoever, the investigator, is touting that you've got this ban and you're in trouble, mister, but yet they won't actually give you the administrative hearing, and so therefore you're saying, well, I'm just going to keep serving the alcohol because by your understanding of the law, you're not actually prohibited from doing so.
Well, it was kind of funny. I went to an administrative hearing, and they were supposed to prove the evidence that I had marijuana upstairs. And when my lawyer asked him for it, he got in the suitcase and had him a bag that had these test kits in it and showed him what it looks like and how it works. And he was asked, where's the original one? And the officer that was talking to him is a retired officer of 24 years. He said he threw it away. Could you imagine that?
He threw away the evidence that supposedly proved marijuana was there.
Exactly.
So now,
I don't go to administrative hearing meetings.
I'm curious, the private club, is there a rule that you can't work for the government in order to join the private club?
Oh, absolutely not.
So a government agent could, in theory, join the club and go up there and see what was going on.
Oh, they do it all the time.
Gotcha.
Matter of fact, they just did a sting. The guy was so happy that he got upstairs. Then he went downstairs because he was drinking downstairs and I was not supposed to be drinking. And he shows this little ticket because we do a day charge if people want to see if they want to be a member of Friends of Frankie's or not.
I see.
They usually end up being, they're showing it on a picture that they got in and they got it. Well, guess what? They just joined for the day. So they did pay to get in it. That's the way it works.
What's the charge just for the day? Just curious.
What's that?
What's the charge just for the one day? Just curious what your...
$3 a day.
Okay, so $3 you can kind of hang out for a day and see what it's like to be a member of the private club. If you want to join for a full year, it's only $20. Seems entirely reasonable. Now, technical question. We'd asked this on the air before you called in, just sort of openly wondering. Is it possible to actually take a drink from downstairs and go into the private club with it, or does that violate some sort of rule? I know that here in New Hampshire, you can't walk from inside, or actually I think it might just be a Keene rule, but you can't walk from inside the bar to an outside seating area holding the drink.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You have to hand the drink to an employee, and then they'll take it to you at your table. What's the rules there?
I don't have employees upstairs.
Oh, really?
I have volunteers upstairs, yes.
Interesting. So if I buy a drink down in on the first floor, do I have to leave it there if I want to go upstairs and go into the private club and enjoy a smoke?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
That's totally separate. That's where my liquor license is. Frankie Sports Bar is licensed at 3663 Pacific Avenue D.
Uh-huh.
Frankie's is 3663 Pacific Avenue B.
Very, very smart having that as two separate addresses.
Yep, that makes sense. Okay, so when you go up there, there's actually a volunteer who's there who will actually process, taking fees from people instead of a staff member.
Right, and they're members.
Very cool. Daryl, do you have some questions for Frankie?
I don't.
Frankie, is there more you wanted to share with us? Because at the moment, I'm tapped out of questions for you, but I really appreciate you calling in tonight. I don't want to take too much of your time away.
I have one.
All right.
Because of what they put on my Facebook, my business is down about 60%, and the people in the local Thurston County area that
All right, Frankie, hold on. I want to give you plenty of chance here. We're up against a hard time here, so hang on. We're going to bring you right back for more with Frankie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness.
The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Frankie Schnarr needs your help. He is running a business in Olympia, Washington. If you're in that area, and we do have a radio station out there, I believe it's KGDK that's airing the show tonight while we're live here on a Sunday night. He's got a business that is under attack by the State Liquor Commission, Liquor and Cannabis Control Board. These goons are threatening him, saying that he better stop allowing people to smoke cannabis in an upstairs private club, which is not the same address as his sports bar, Frankie's Sports Bar and Grill there in Olympia. Same building, but different unit. And so patrons are able to join this private club if they wish, and they can go up to that private club and they can smoke a cigarette there. They can smoke some cannabis there, since that's now legal to do in Washington State. And these guys have been after him for years, and they've seen this as their latest opportunity to target his business. And Frankie was just telling us about how his business is down, because in the mainstream media, they've been reporting on what the Liquor Commission has been telling them, which has not really been entirely honest about what's been happening. He's supposedly on a 40-day suspension, but Frankie says that 40-day suspension of the liquor permit is not legitimate because they haven't allowed him the administrative hearing that he's supposed to be entitled to in order to challenge that suspension. So he's continuing to serve, but unfortunately all the press, it sounds like, Frankie, has scared away some of your customer base. You were just telling us that you've lost 60% of your business in recent days. Is that right? Go ahead. Frankie? Do we have you? Uh-oh. Do we have Frankie?
Sounds like we lost Frankie.
He's there. His line is still there. I did bring him on there. I don't know. Maybe our board op, there's some sort of issue at the board. He just put him on. Our board op just put him on hold here. We're going to see what's going on. We've had some difficulties here, some technical difficulties talking with Frankie. So I will tell you this. I also kind of want to know if Frankie's taking Bitcoin yet at Frankie's Sports Bar and Grill in Olympia, because that might be a way to get some extra business in the front door. I mean, if it's indeed difficult to bring people in, start accepting Bitcoin, and that might bring you some new business. You can go to Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related, to get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. You can read the latest news or engage with the community on our on the Bitcoin forum, and you can find places to spend your Bitcoin in real life, as well as play online games with the cryptocurrency, and, of course, spend Bitcoin on thousands of online businesses. The source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, it's Bitcoin.com. Frankie, can you hear us now?
Yes.
All right, excellent. Were you able to hear my question about the drop in customers, 60% drop?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, one of the problems is that the customers don't realize Liquor Control Bar cannot do anything to my members upstairs, period. We have 18,365 members that we've collected since 2006 at upstairs of Friends of Frankie's. And what the liquor board will do is they intimidate people, telling them, like, challenging that guy with the weed, seeing if he had weed, took pictures of it, then they went to administrative hearing, brought nothing with them. And it's just, it's so sad. And the guy that he finally came back in and said, what are they going to do to me? I said, absolutely nothing. They were in there one day, and they said they were giving out tickets to my members. And I said, they can't give you a ticket. They're not officers of the law. They're liquor control agents. They mm-hmm. cannot write a ticket. They can write a citation, and that's it. They can't give it to you. They can only give it to me. But it's kind of unique that my members that stay with me, they understand, and they fight for me. They come in, and they join it. And we kind of watch people upstairs. We don't let them get stoned. It's like alcohol. I have mm-hmm. to watch them with alcohol, the same with marijuana. So we keep an eye on them to say, hey, slow down, watch a drink, get them some coffee, make sure they get a ride. Or if they have a partner with them, make sure that they're designated drivers. So we do the same thing we do with liquor. We do the same thing with marijuana. And I personally think there should be more clubs such as mine.
Absolutely.
All I have to do is go through the health department, get the room certified that you have the designation to change it, whatnot, but it's very difficult now. I don't know if the health department will do it. Health department is not coming after me at all. Zero.
Right. It's interesting. So what you're saying is the Liquor Commission is attempting to intimidate the private club members by going in there and just kind of throwing their weight around. But technically, the private club members aren't in violation of anything. It may be illegal to smoke outside, but they're not smoking in public. They're smoking in a private club.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Frankie, because I think you're a hero, and I totally agree. More business owners need to stand up like this. It's because business owners refuse to stand up for their rights and the rights of their customers that we continue to lose them to these government bureaucracies that continue to infringe upon them. So if we had 10 people in Olympia who were like you, 10 bar owners, that would completely change the scene of how these things play out. Instead, you're the only one, so they get to focus all of their enforcement efforts on you, and most people can only take so much. I'm really impressed that you've gone this far with it for this long. It's really inspirational.
Well, you got to know who's in charge. They're public servants.
They don't act like it.
No, that's okay though. I'm 66 years old, and this is a challenge for me. But what I fight for my members, and they enjoy that, and I enjoy them supporting me in my business.
I wish I was there so I could come down and do the very same thing because I love the idea of what you're doing, and I hope that I know that
you're going to have to come on down and enjoy yourself. You really enjoy it. They're good people. Good atmosphere. We got pool tables, shuffleboards. We got gambling,
Man.
Tables.
It sounds like a blast. Unfortunately, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, so we're completely all the way across the country from you. But I do see that on your Facebook page, Johnny Rocket from Johnny Rocket Launchpad has liked your Facebook page. So I suspect he may be a customer. Great guy, and I hope that at the very least those guys will come and hang out there if they haven't already.
I appreciate that.
I bet they have. Frankie, I want to extend an open invitation to you. We are a nationally syndicated show. We're heard there in Olympia. We're heard on 170 radio stations across the United States at various different times throughout the week. So we're not the biggest show in radio, but we're also not the smallest either. Would love to open an invitation to you. As this case continues to develop, if you want to talk about it on the radio, you got an open invite to call us up anytime, and we'll put you on the air, and you can give us an update on, you know, what kind of shenanigans the liquor board's pulling now, because you know they're not going to give this thing up immediately. But you know, so I'm extending that open invitation to you. I really appreciate you calling in tonight. And again, for listeners there in Olympia, come on out. Frankie's wife posted on their Facebook page, which is called Frankie's Bar and Grill, that this Thursday, September 1st, 6 p.m. they're asking you to come out, gather together, and build a bond with some of the fellow club members there, and you know, stand behind Frankie and the crew there. So please do that.
Can I get an audio copy of the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Do me a favor. I'll put you on hold here. You can talk to my board operator, and you can give him your email address. I will then send that to you when we wrap things up here tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Frankie, thank you for calling us. We really appreciate your time, and good luck out there. We'll be paying attention. We hope to hear from you again with some more good news, because you're the man. Thanks, Frankie, and have a great night.
I'll let you know.
All right, I appreciate it. Good night.
Frankie, thank you for your service.
That's Frankie Schnarr. He is the heroic bar owner. Wow, what an honor to be able to talk to him for as long as we were. I mean, it's not an easy thing to run a business. It's certainly not an easy thing to run a business that is under constant attack by government bureaucrats. I mean, I know a little something about that, but to have customers that are being scared away, that's a really tough thing to deal with. His business is down 60% as a result of lies that are being spread about him by these liquor control goons. So if you want to join us here, whether you're in Olympia or anywhere around the globe, you want to share your thoughts about Frankie, or maybe there's a similar business owner where you live that needs some attention like this, I'd love to hear their story too, because we need more people like Frankie. Thing is, we need them all in the same town. That's the problem.
Yes.
Just one Frankie can only stand for so long against this onslaught. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We got time for you. Plenty of it. You can join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And bring up anything that's on your mind. With you tonight in studio here on the Live Sunday Edition, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, and government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Wow. I'm still almost speechless by having to the opportunity to speak with Frankie Schnarr for nearly an hour there about his situation being attacked by government goons in the Liquor Commission and standing strong throughout the entire thing. He's going to take this thing to whatever bitter end it seems that it may have. Very inspirational. I hope that other people appreciate where he's coming from.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's just interesting the way this all worked out to where this has been in my show prep folder for several weeks. And, hey, what do you want to talk about? Well, we were just at HempFest. Let's talk about this bar owner that's defying the liquor board. And at some point, you decided, you know what? I'm going to call up the restaurant and see if I can't get Frankie on the line. Frankie wasn't there. Somebody that you spoke with said, try him back tomorrow morning. And then Frankie calls.
I still am not sure exactly, because when he called in, I said, well, how was it you knew to call in? Because when I called, it was obviously the bar that answered.
Right.
It was an employee, and she was like, yeah, he's not here
and
right now.
And it was from your cell phone. So
no, it wasn't. It was from the office line here.
Okay, well, either way, it would not have shown the 855-450-FREE telephone
right,
number.
Which is how he called in. He just called in on our normal call-in line. So I'm still not exactly sure how his wife knew to call us. Maybe the Olympia station is taking the first hour of the show and we don't know that they are or something like that, and someone heard us talking about him, and that would be the only way that it would make sense, unless they have a friend who happened to be listening to the internet feed for that first hour. Anyway, I'm grateful. You know, hey, the universe works in mysterious ways. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. Of course, let's talk to Keith in Colorado to start things out. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yes.
Yeah, so,
Frankie's actually a pretty good guy.
Yes, he is.
His establishment a lot. This is the only place in town that you could smoke. And you know.
Wait, you've been to his establishment, but you're in Colorado, so you visit there frequently?
I used to live in Olympia.
Okay, gotcha.
For 5 years. And, so the club he had was you'd pay $10 to become a friend of Frankie. And then you'd go upstairs to their smoking room. And he basically skirted all the local laws, but he's kind of a local legend there. And then he started, you know, kind of bikini bar, but a lot of the people in Olympia there
nice.
Listen to your show. So, you know, it's a pretty politically driven city, but a lot of them have kind of been turning towards liberty and freedom. And so, I guess the point is Frankie's a really good guy, and he's trying to keep things as free as he can, because Olympia itself is actually a very kind of a freedom-oriented town. They don't like state legislatures. They don't like, you know, all kind of the politics that the state tries to impose on. So if you go to Olympia, there's just a lot of really kind of free and open-minded people.
Right on.
But, Frankie's a really good guy. He's also a race car guy, too, so we shop the same stores and build cars and stuff like that. So
Frankie not only serves, beer and food, has a separate private club for smoking, but he also opened a bikini bar? That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, he did that about 5 years ago. And the guys upstairs in the pool room and kind of the smoking area didn't really want that, so they kind of brought it down and kept them downstairs in the bar. It was a fantastic establishment. I knew a lot of the girls that worked there through the military and through military spouses and stuff like that. But, it was a fun place, and everybody was really safe, really friendly, and there was no, you know, there wasn't any violence there, really. I mean, you didn't have kind of stuff you see at some of the other bars where you'd have some, you know, a bikini bar or a strip club or something like that. You didn't have it there. And it was just a fun establishment. And he set up one of the rooms downstairs that you could smoke inside the room. And, so you could go, instead of going outside in the rain, you would go to the special room inside the bar, which is, once again, part of the Friends of Frankie. And he had that going. I mean, it was almost 10 years before the state really said, okay, you know, you can't really do this. So, and like I said, nobody bothered anybody there. It was everybody knew each other there. It wasn't.
Cool.
Something that was actually bothering anybody else. And the patients.
Well, if you still have some friends over there, let them know about the upcoming, I guess, special event on Thursday at 6 p.m. and, you know, have them come out there if they possibly can, because his business is down, and I'm sure he'd appreciate anybody that takes the time to come out and, you know, have a drink over there.
Sure can do.
Keith, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts on Frankie's. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll keep hearing from him with continued updates on the case.
Thanks,
I appreciate your call tonight. Yes, sir. Let's talk to Woody, listening in South Carolina. Woody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, listen, guys. The Frankie's, this is Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State, Olympia.
And didn't Washington State pass marijuana laws?
They sure did. Yeah, it's legal to possess and to smoke cannabis indoors.
All right. Well, who is these people that are going after Frankie?
The Liquor and Marijuana Control Board are the ones going after Frankie and Frankie's Sports Bar.
Is Washington State controlled by Democrats or Republicans?
I don't think it matters, because whether it's Democrats or Republicans that get into office, the bureaucracies rarely change out their heads. So even if it's gone from a Democratic governor to a Republican governor, or the state house has changed hands, because Frankie's been around, his bar's been open since 1993, so you know there have been various different political parties that have been sort of in and out of power at that time, or in that time frame. So I would say it probably has no factor as to whether or not they're attacking Frankie.
And it's actually split. The Democrats have a minority, one-seat minority in the Senate, and a two-seat majority in the House of Representatives.
So, yeah, you're just talking about bureaucrats here. These guys are the unaccountable people who enforce these ridiculous rules on peaceful people like Frankie and his customers. Doesn't matter what their political party is.
Well, I know here in Columbia, South Carolina, South Carolina's Republican rule. We got Republican governor, but all county municipalities are Democrat rule.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones passing all these laws. The Democrats are.
So, well, this is a state law.
How it is in Washington, whether they got a Republican governor or whatever it is, but all the municipalities running the country is Democrat. So maybe that need to be brung up too.
Well, you know, like I said, they're attacking him regardless of who is in the state house. Now, supposedly the governor has it in for Frankie. That is something that he said to us on the air, and I didn't catch whether or not he happened to be a Democrat or Republican. I don't know if you've got that in front of you there, Daryl.
I do not.
Whoever that person happens to be. And it certainly could be true.
The governor's a Democrat. I thought you meant whether or not Frankie was a Republican.
No. It was Frankie that said that the governor was targeting him, though, right? That it was the governor who specifically wanted to go after him.
He did say that. I think that's what he said.
Yeah. So there you go, Woody. If that makes you feel any better, it's a Democratic governor. But regardless, you know, these government goons are going to enforce and they're going to ruin people's lives, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
And the tax and regulate scheme for controlling cannabis in Washington was not approved by the legislature. It was put on the ballot
by the voters
through a referendum initiative sort of thing.
Right. So neither the Republicans nor the Democrats did anybody any favors when it came to cannabis becoming legal there, Woody. Thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You've got to get beyond this idea that, well, if we just had one political party in charge, whichever one happens to be your favorite, then everything would be fine. They'd leave Frankie alone if it was the Republicans or the Democrats or whatever. And no, they wouldn't. When the federal government, when they change out the presidency, the president very rarely will change the heads of the bureaucracy. Now, he'll change out the cabinet ministers,
right,
but he won't change out the heads of most of the federal agencies.
Correct.
They just keep on enforcing their statutes or their codes or whatever it is that they've got to enforce, and they, you know, enforce it as methodically and as sort of like robotically as they possibly can. There's no humanity when it comes to this.
Yeah.
We have our rules, and you will obey them, or you'll go to prison. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you showing them what political party you're in isn't going to change how that happens. Hour number 3 is on the way. We got plenty of time for you to join us here. And by the way, it's National Go Topless Day.
Woo-hoo.
This is Free Talk Live. We can talk about that coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.